essentially what we've seen is the decline in catch numbers and quantities over a number of years, and these issues have been raised directly with the Department of Fisheries to a point whereby a stock assessment was undertaken recently, and those results have only come through to the government in the last month or so.
Now, you say that formal stock assessment sent alarm bells ringing, but then catch rates up to that point have also been rather diabolical. Why has it taken until now to act?
Well, I've been the Agriculture Minister sworn in for 6 days back. I can assure you my previous term, it wasn't a matter that was visible to us. And it's really been coming from industry noticing that depletion in take rates. I mean, we've gone from an industry that had a commercial value of about $16 million some years ago to recent numbers being in the order of $4 million. And with the best advice being that we are about 6% of biomass, that really puts the government, now that we're in possession of that research, in a position where we need to act.
To that point, what action will be taken?
We won't be reopening some scallop replenishment areas that are due to reopen early in the new year.
So just where are those areas located?
Well, there are six of them, and they are essentially up the coast north of, I suppose, Fraser Island, heading up towards the Rockhampton area. They are relatively small areas, but they have been part of the replenishment process for a considerable period. And they represent, I suppose, the last refuge of the stock levels that we have some certainty about because of the research we do in and around them. What we really need to do now is sit down and explain to the industry where we're at. I've already had some initial discussions, and I know next week there'll be departmental officers talking to operators up the coast at the various ports where they operate from, basically putting them in the picture about what the situation is and what the government intends to do. And I have to say that the government looked at all the options that were possible on this in pretty rapid order, from do absolutely nothing and see what happens, if you like, a hands-free approach, through to a complete closure of the entire fishery, which in some cases people might have recommended. What we're landing on, it doesn't mean the fishery closes entirely, and fishers, operators will still be able to harvest up to 60% of their normal volumes by our estimate from these measures. But it is a serious situation, and one of the things we want to do with industry is sit down and say, right, well, we need a much better appreciation of exactly what's happening in the fishery. The root cause of these things is something that we're still not very clear on.
Not clear on the cause? So what work is being done to identify the cause of such low numbers of scallops in waters off the Queensland coast?
Well, we will be going back to industry and operators, talking about how we might develop a program that gives us a much better appreciation of what's happening in the fishery. There are those that would argue that it's a simple case of massive over-harvesting and over-fishing. There are others that would argue that it's a function of climate change, variations in sea temperature, pollutants, and so forth. I have to say, honestly, we're not precisely sure of which or all of those factors are in play. If we do not do something in the short term, then the industry has every prospect of becoming essentially non-viable in any way, shape or form. So we're going to go through it in a stepped process. We have to act pretty quickly about the replenishment areas and keeping the reopening of three of those not occurring, and then work through the problem with the industry to ultimately make sure that we have a sustainable industry where the harvest rates match what the capacity of the sector is.
Now, Minister, you've also linked this to the green paper work the government is doing. Could making that link in your statement today be seen by some fishermen as a cynical attempt to score a political point?
Well, I would hope not. I'm not coming to this with any axe to grind whatsoever. The green paper, I think, is an effort from government to map out a strategic plan for where we want to go with the management of fisheries in Queensland. There's no Machiavellian motive here. It is a matter of we need to set in place the appropriate mechanisms that are going to ensure the sustainability of sectors within the commercial fishing industry. I know I've got an obligation as a minister to act, especially when the numbers are disconcerting. What we're trying to do is establish a foundation and some certainty going forward based on the best information available. So that's certainly what I'm in it for, is to give the industry a future where they don't just collapse essentially due to complete depletion of stocks.